Hello, hello, hello. Hey there, badass. Welcome back to another episode on the Goddess Glow Up podcast. I am your host, Mona White. And let me tell you something. I know I say it every time, every single time that I have been on a little sabbatical or on hiatus and I come back with this podcast out of the blue, I say each and every time, I'm gonna do better. I'm gonna do better. But one thing that you have to celebrate me for is I am not the type to just throw up content without actually feeling it. Anytime I throw up stuff that I'm not actually feeling, it's never good. So I like to be tuned in, tapped in, turned on, and really aligned and on a high frequency before I just throw something at you. But this particular subject matter that we're going to discuss today was something that was definitely on my mind. And let me tell you why. Today, I was walking around, and you know how you have your childhood thoughts and images and events that come up out of nowhere sometimes, and it takes you back to that time. And if you're anything like me, you're very self-aware, and you begin to analyze when those thoughts come up. Well, that happened to me today. I'm just minding my business, walking around in the TJ Maxx, and I had this thought that came up for me because before I even went to TJ Maxx, I was feeling like, you know, I'm a lot different than a lot of people. I'm a lot different than a lot of people. And I have been ashamed and afraid to say that because sometimes what people will think, and see, we got to get out of that too. When I say we, I mean me, worrying about what people think. What people will think is, oh, she thinks she's better, or I don't know who she thinks she is, etc., etc., etc. So we get so caught up in what other people are going to think or what other people are going to say that we play small and we don't really show up in our true identity, the higher version of ourselves, that person that where you feel completely aligned. Okay. So I had to be honest with myself today. And after these thoughts came up, I have to admit something to you. But first, I'm gonna tell you the story. So I remember I was about 8 years old. I was in the second grade. And one thing about me is I get bored really fast. Like, I am the type of person who is free-spirited. I like to be free. I do not like to be tied down. I do not like to be stuck or stifled in any way. I perform better when I am living my life on the edge and I am free and in a peaceful environment. Okay, so that's my disclaimer. Okay, the story goes like this. Second grade, about 8 years old. I remember, I think we had been taking tests that week in the class. And I was finishing my assignment, you know, and I wanted to mingle. I wanted to talk. I wanted to get up from my seat. I wanted to go to the bathroom. I want to get a drink of water. You know, I want to play with the girls' hair next to me. I just want to have girl talk. I want to do what girls do. And I remember my second grade teacher taking a jump rope and tying me to the chair. You remember those jump ropes that we had? I don't know. I was born in the 70s. So maybe you can relate, maybe you can't. But in school, we had these jump ropes that were made out of, I don't even know what the material is called, but it was almost like cloth, kind of not, I don't even know what the material is, you guys, but there were these jump ropes that all the kids had in their classroom, and the girls jumped with these ropes. They were really lame, like real sorry ass jump ropes, right? But the teacher took one of the jump ropes and she tied me to my chair. The most humiliating experience that I've ever experienced in school, especially at that age. And I had the worst day because I could not believe that I was getting tied to my chair in front of the rest of the class. And I remember them going out for recess. That's all I wanted. I just wanted to be free. I just wanted to go out for recess. And I was not allowed to go out for recess. I had to stay seated while all the kids were out playing, and I was sitting there tied to my chair. So when I got home, and I was so depressed. I mean, that was an embarrassing moment. It affected me so that I'm 51 years old right now, and I still can remember it like it was yesterday. That's just how much it affected me. And a lot of our characteristics and a lot of our beliefs that we have about ourselves actually took place when we were that age. Like, we developed our sense of self based on some of the things that were said to us or some of the things that happened to us when we were kids, when we were a child. So I went home, and of course my mother was livid. I don't remember what took place after, but I know that she could not wait to get her hands on that teacher. Now that is where the story ends for me, because I know that she was very, very heated. She was so heated. She was like, I know you lying. I know you sitting here lying to me. She really didn't even believe me in the beginning, because it was so unbelievable. Like, a teacher would literally take a rope and tie a child to a chair. My mom went off. So the story ends there for me, because I don't know, like I said, I don't remember. I don't even know if I was present when my mother confronted the school district, the teacher, the whoever, but I know she went off. And what I thought about today was something that I have been thinking about myself for the past couple of years, but not necessarily saying it. And that is that I am a wild woman. I need to give me some sound effects, because I need the horns going off when I say certain things. You know, when I put inflection on certain things, I need some background noise. I need something. I'm a wild woman, you guys. And when we think about the words wild woman, when we think about wild, that's already, it kind of stimulates some negative thoughts about what that word means. And then you put it together with woman, and you call yourself a wild woman. I mean, there's a certain stigma attached to that. What comes to mind for you? What comes up for you when you hear the word wild woman? For me, it was a certain amount of shame that went with that. But I have to be honest with myself. This is like, if nobody else keeps it real with me, if nobody else can tell me about me, it is me. I got to keep it real with me. So after I was thinking about the events in the second grade, and then I was thinking about how I've been feeling over the past couple of years, allowing myself to be free and to grow and to stretch is the word, allowing myself to stretch past what society says is a scary thing. And it's a thing that we sometimes play down or we hide. And I'm not hiding no more. I'm coming out. I am coming out of the box. And the truth of the matter is I am a wild woman and it's okay. So I wanted to list a few traits, 8 traits, in fact, where you might be able to possibly identify yourself as a wild woman also. I don't know. I mean, I like it, but what happens is we're usually indoctrinated to be good girls, right? We are told that we have to go to college, get good grades, you know, walk softly, speak nice, be kind, you know, tiptoe, play small, all those things that women, little girls, are taught to be. And we spend most of our lives trying to travel down that path of good girl, nice girl, acceptable girl. And that might not even be your fucking path. You know what I'm saying? So let me help you identify some of the traits where you might fall into this category as well. So trait number one, a wild woman is very curious about life and people. She pursues knowledge. I was told when I was a little girl that I was nosy because I asked a lot of questions. I want to know. I'm inquisitive. A wild woman is in touch with learning new things. She wants to learn new things. She wants to pursue knowledge of herself even. That is trait number one of a wild woman. Trait number two, a wild woman is wary of social conditioning. She has her own style. I got my own style. She has her own thoughts. She has her own ideas about what life is and who she is. She's open to exploring her own power. That is trait number two of a wild woman. A wild woman has a pure sense. This is trait number three. She has a pure sense of belonging. She knows who the fuck she is. She knows who her tribe is, and she's not afraid to walk away from those who do not belong. She's not afraid of traveling by herself. A wild woman isn't afraid of breakups, and she's not afraid of estrangement. You know, so if, in fact, I have to add this too. If you are lucky enough to be invited into the space of a wild woman, wow, you should celebrate and you should be grateful because she has identified you as tribe. She doesn't accept just anyone into that tribe either or into her space. So many people get caught up in having these relationships for one, because they want to be liked, especially when it comes to women. We get caught up in these relationships, you know. We stay in these relationships too long, whether it be friendships, whether it be family even, whether it be jobs, whatever the relationship is. We stay in these unhealthy environments because we are afraid to be alone. So it's hard for us to walk away from certain things, especially when you've been indoctrinated and conditioned to be liked and accepted. But a wild woman, she can walk away. She can be by herself. She can travel the road alone. She does not have to be in a clique. She does not have to stay seated. She does not have to stay settled. That's trait number three. Trait number four, a wild woman loves her body. She loves what her body can do. She loves moving her body. She loves looking at her body. She likes the way her body feels. And she may even be a body positive activist. She doesn't talk bad about her body. And she doesn't talk bad about other women's bodies. She loves the idea that she has power in her pussy. That's another word. That's another phrase where I need that background noise. I need the echo or something. She's not afraid of her body. She loves her body. She loves what her body can do. She loves the way her body looks at any size. A wild woman is in tune with her body. Now, trait number 5, she knows life is not linear. She knows when time's up. Like, you don't have to just walk the straight and narrow all the time. She knows certain seasons, when there is a time for this and when there is a time for that. She understands that there are different seasons for different reasons. She's not just linear. Life is not linear. That's trait number 5. Trait number 6, a wild woman is creative. She is so creative and she is happy to share her creativity with the world. She enjoys when others delight in her creative endeavors. A wild woman, she may be a dancer, she may be a singer, she may be some sort of artist. She may like to use her hands to create. She is just amazing when it comes to creativity. That is trait number 6 of a wild woman. A wild woman is in touch with her emotions. You know what I'm saying? Like, she knows how to cry. She knows how to love. And she knows how to cuss your ass out too. And she knows what her soul needs. She knows what her soul needs. And how to take a step back. Although a wild woman is strong, she also knows that it is important that she doesn't always have to be. I am just now getting in touch with my emotions. I used to walk around like I had to be like this stone wall. Like, nah, you're not gonna hurt me. It ain't nothing that you could say that's going to hurt me. And then I go and cry in the car. You know what I'm saying? Like, I go hide away and cry. I go, you know, be depressed for a day or two. And I still may do that, but I honor that. If that's what my soul needs, if my soul is crying out for rest, if my soul is crying out to where I just want to fall on the ground and be emotional, it's okay. It doesn't mean I'm weak. In fact, that is powerful. Allowing yourself to be in touch with every emotion. Baby, I know how to love you. And oh boy, you don't want to get on my bad side. No, you don't. But at the same time, a wild woman, she understands her emotions. She's emotional. Why wouldn't she be? Why wouldn't she be? Number 8. A wild woman trusts her gut. She listens to herself. She's in tune with her intuition. She will even listen when the risks are high. A wild woman honors her own path. So, I don't know. Maybe you can relate. And I just wanted to, you know, put this out here so that you understand that you can walk your own path. You don't have to look at your life because you're different and think that there is something bad about you wanting to be free. something. There's something so amazing when you can tap into your inner wild woman and own her and be that. It takes so much stress out of you trying to live up to what others think and just being who you were created to be. And I didn't realize it until I got to be this age that I was born a wild woman. So I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear in the comments. I'd love for you to reach out to me and let me know if you can relate and if you know someone or if that someone is you. Are you the wild woman? You can find me on Instagram at I Am Goddess and the letter one, or you can follow me on Twitter at Mona White. I would love to hear from you. But in the meantime, and in between time, until the next time, you be fit, be fierce, be fabulous. Healthy is the new sexy. Bye. So thank you for listening to today's podcast. It was brought to you by The God Glow by Mo. So if you're someone who can appreciate not only what goes in your body, but what goes on your body, and you love organic and natural skincare products, then you're going to love God Glow by Mo products. Go to the website, The God Glow, THEGODGLOW.com, and look around and make your purchase today. Also, at checkout, you can use my discount code GODGLOW to receive 15% off your purchase. Again, that is thegodglow.com. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to the Badass Goddess Podcast. I am your host, Mo the Goddess, and I am coming to you again with another podcast. So I just want to, you know, nothing hard. Everything's easy. Everything's easy. Everything is steady. Everything is flowing. Everything is going. Everything is growing. And I just wanted to really be consistent with the information that I continuously put out there into the marketplace. I mean, if I'm going to be on this thing, I might as well come to you with some real shit. So as I learn, I like to share many of the things that I've learned. And one of the things that I've learned over the past year is I have been doing basic bitch shit. Can you relate? Can you relate? See, because a lot of y'all are doing basic bitch shit and you don't even realize it. You've been doing basic bitch shit all this time and you don't even realize it. You are not giving yourself the opportunity to be the badass that you were created to be because you are still in fear. You are still living in fear. You are still exempting yourself from the life that you desire, thinking that it is meant for someone else and that you do not qualify. Is that you? Is that you who've been sitting on the sidelines of your life as you are watching everyone else become badasses and you just doing basic bitch shit, which is absolutely nothing at all? Is that you? Like, can you relate to what I'm telling you right now or what I'm saying to you? Well, for me, I realized I had been doing some basic bitch shit. I've been doing the same thing over and over. over and over expecting different results. I've been doing the same thing in my business. I've been doing the same thing in my relationships with my family, with my friends. I've been doing the same bullshit with myself, but desiring different results. I've been having the same conversations with myself. I've been playing small like the basic bitches do. And I haven't been putting it out there. Like, I haven't been really going hard in what I'm supposed to do. And I realize that I am the lighthouse. You are the lighthouse, queen. You are the badass, and you just have to learn how to ignite that thing. You have to learn how to sit with yourself in silence and decipher your own voice, that basic bitch voice, and the voice of God. See, because sometimes you get it confused. And the reason why I know you get it confused is because you have desires, right? You want to do big things in your life. You have gifts and talents. The things that you admire others for, you are well capable of doing them for yourself as well. You're capable of living the life that you desire, but you just haven't learned how to ignite that God, that goddess within you. You haven't learned how to bring out your gifts and your talents. See, because sometimes what we do is forget that we have been equipped with all the resources that we need to be the badass version of ourselves. And the badass version of yourself is nothing but the higher version. It's that version that you are being invited to get to know. Everything that you've gone through in your life has been for you to become the lighthouse, for you to become the person that helps humanity find its way. Everything that you have gone through is where your resources come from. But we forget. We forget. You forget how to tap in because life has worn you raggedy and it's made you forget. Life has made you put your dreams on the back burner. The gifts and the talents that you've always had, you haven't practiced because you can't even focus. You can't even focus. How can you be a badass? How can you not do basic bitch shit? You have forgotten who you are. You have forgotten that you're a goddess and you're a god. You have forgotten how to tap into that. You've given in to what society says. You've given in to life. You've given in to other people's desires and needs and what they are expecting of you, and you forgot about you. So a badass goddess is someone who knows that she is a leader. No more doing basic bitch shit. That's dead. It's over. It's gone. Now is your time. You have to come out of that box. You have to stop being fearful. You've done it the other way before. You've believed in everybody else. You've been there for everybody else. We know you can work hard. We know how you do that. We know you can go to the mall and buy stuff. We know that you get your nails and your hair done every week, every 2 weeks. We know that you know how to do that. And you call it self-care. Nah, that's basic bitch shit. That's easy.
basic bitches know how to go and consume, but can you create? Can you create? Can you separate your own voice and your own thoughts from the voice of God? Can you sit still with yourself? Can you get quiet? Can you pray and wait for the answers? Or are you always in a rush? Are you always running? Are you always doing? And you're doing so much that you forget to be. You've become a human doing and forgot how to be a human being in this human experience. Actually, you're a spiritual being in this human experience, but you don't even know how to be human because you're too busy doing rather than being. Is that you? Is that you? Is that you who do everything for everyone else? Anytime somebody needs something, they come to you because you're a superhero for everybody else. People can pick up the phone at any given time during the day or night and you're going to answer, you're going to be there, you're going to drop whatever you're doing because you want to look good in the eyes of others. You got it all together, but you neglect yourself. What do you want? You've forgotten. You've forgotten your dreams and desires. You're so busy in the rat race that you don't even know who you are. You don't even know what you possess. You say you want a better life. You say you want to start living. You say you're tired of working for somebody else. You're ready to build your own business. Why not you? Why not you? You're so busy doing that you have forgotten about your own physical fitness. So you look at yourself in the mirror and you don't even like what you see, but you cover it up with stuff. You cover it up with outside things. So busy doing to try to distract you from you. So you can't be. You too busy doing basic bitch shit. Yeah, I know how it is. That used to be me. So busy trying to keep up with the Joneses. You gotta go to work though. I gotta go to work. You are the work and you've forgotten. You are the work. So a basic bitch doesn't know who she is. Is she doing everything that everybody else is doing? She just on the hamster wheel, running and running and running and running. And at the end of the day, you got to look at yourself in the mirror. It don't matter what you buy. It's not going to help you. It doesn't matter where you go. It doesn't matter the people that you surround yourself with. You don't like them anyway. You just want to be so accepted. You want to be in the crowd so bad that you're doing basic bitch shit like all the other bitches that are basic. But see, a badass knows that she desires more. She has so much more to offer the world. You really want to start serving others. You really want to be a leader. You really want to be of service. You're tired of living this mundane life. You're tired of the rat race. You're stressed out. You're anxious. Can't sleep at night. Trying to figure out how you're going to pay your bills. Trying to figure out, you know, a side hustle. What can I do to make more money? No matter what you do, if you're on that basic bitch shit, it only lasts for so long. It only lasts for so long. So what I had been doing is what I thought to be right. You know, I started my life coaching business in 2017, and it really got to the point where I was exhausted. I was exhausted trying to convince people that investing in themselves was going to change their life. I was exhausted dealing with people who was going part way and getting to a certain point where they just weren't coachable, won't go all the way. Not willing to tap into that shadow side of themselves and walk into that. Not willing to be alone. Not willing to say no. Not willing to make people mad at them. So, yeah, you're doing basic bitch shit. It wasn't until I decided, and all it takes is a decision. I decided, you know what? This is not pleasing to me anymore. My ideal client is not broke. She's just lost. She's just misinformed or she's uninformed. She needs somebody to really step out there and be bold enough to say, hey, stop doing that basic bitch shit. You should be guiding someone else. See, there's different levels to this goddesshood. There's different levels to it. And I was allowing myself to stay on the goddess level, you know, thinking that was a cute thing to throw around, but it's a real thing. As I age and as I mature, my goddesshood should also mature. I am becoming an elder. So I can't be doing the same shit that I was doing when I first awakened to the goddess within, when I first unveiled the goddess within. There's another level. The tide has now shifted. And a badass goddess knows that she must shift with the tide. It's a lot of crazy ass shit out there. And if you ain't willing to be radical and crazy with who you were created to be, then you gonna miss the boat just like everybody else who's doing basic bitch shit. That season is over. That's going by. Who are you today? Who do you need to be to get you to that individual who is making more money? See, and then that's another thing. A lot of us be shamed to talk about money. You can't be shamed to talk about money, and you can't be shamed to ask for the dollar. You can't be shamed to be the valuable individual, because what good are you if you broke? Who you gonna help? Who you gonna inspire? Who are you gonna sow into? When you begging instead of being the one who is the giver, the gifter, you begging. Instead of being the one who is the head, you the tail, because you still doing basic bitch shit. That season is done. I'm here to tell you it's done. It is done. A badass goddess knows that this is her time to evolve. So I'm coming to you a whole different way now, because I don't have time to waste time, and neither do you. So if you still doing the same shit that you was doing, girl, in 2019, you really on the late show. If you ain't to the point where you are, you know what? No. See, here I go back to the basic bitch shit. Let me talk to the badass goddesses. See, the badass goddess, She just needs someone to guide her. She needs someone to support her. She's not talking about she broke. She is willing to do the work and make the sacrifices for her next level, for her new version, for her higher version. A badass goddess realizes she has done all the other stuff and it's no longer working for her. It's no longer satisfying to her. She realizes that consuming over creating is not the way anymore. She is tired of being tired. She's not broke, nor is she broken. She just needs someone to walk with her. She needs someone who she can relate to. She needs someone who can help her fix her crown. She needs someone to reaffirm her. She needs a transformation. She's tired of doing the basic bitch shit. So yeah, I'm coming to you a little bit differently now, because I am on the road to my badassness. I can't be shamed no more. I can't be shamed to talk about money. Can't be shamed to ask for money. Can't be shamed to open up my mouth and possibly offend someone. Can't be tiptoeing through the tulips. Can't be trying to hold your hand. I am now going to be the lighthouse and lead the way, because that's what I was created to do. That's why all that shit that took place in my life had to happen. That was for my purpose of serving thousands of other women who have gone through some of the same shit. And you're not crying about it. You're not sitting and stewing in it. You're standing up. You're becoming. You're ready for your next level, your badass goddess self. No more making excuses. That shit is dead. That's basic bitch shit. No more dragging your ass. No more giving up on yourself or sabotaging your situation. That's basic bitch shit. A badass goddess, especially someone who is in her 50s. I'm 51 years old. I can't be playing. I can't be bullshit no more. I can't be scared no more. So, yeah, I'm coming at you a little bit differently. And hopefully you can relate. I'm going to say it again. July is the 30-day Badass Goddess Challenge. I have decided that I'm no longer doing basic bitch shit. I've been inviting basic bitches into my programs, and that ain't who I want to work with anymore. My coach said to me, well, you need to be speaking directly to the individual that you used to be if you want to attract your ideal client. And that's not who I want to talk to anymore. I'm on another level of my goddesshood. I want to talk to someone who is where I am right now. I want to work with those who are where I am right now. In the becoming. Not the trying to figure the shit out. I want to talk to those who know that they are badasses and just need the support. Just need the guidance. Just need someone to remind them to believe in themselves. Just needs the reassurance that you are on the right track. That bitch that I used to be back in the day. Oh, nobody supports me. Nobody's signing up. Nobody wants what I have. The market is oversaturated. I don't have the proper clientele. Nah, everybody ain't broke, bitch. Everybody ain't broke. It's a lot of people out there still got money. It's a lot of people out there that's still investing in themselves. You are one, so you should know. There's a lot of people out there who are looking for a tribe of women who they can connect and network with. That is your ideal client. Not basic bitches. I'm tired of basic bitches. It's exhausting. So if you are someone who is tired of doing basic bitch shit in your life, then this is for you. You feel me? You feel me? You understand that there's another level to who you are becoming and who you need to become. You know that there is so much more in this life that you need to be doing. You know that you've been unfulfilled. You know it. Times have changed and the season has we in a whole nother something. We in a whole nother something. And if you ain't strengthening your body and your mind, if you ain't getting your money right, your ass is gonna be wiped the fuck out. People have gotten to the point where they can't even afford to live nowhere anymore. Gas is high. Rent is high. Jobs are... Job? What's a fucking job? You stressed out going to a goddamn job because everybody's stressed out. Nobody wants that energy anymore. The pandemic taught us that that shit is no longer important. What's important is your well-being and your mental strength. If you ain't got that, if you breaking down every 5 minutes, every other day, you up and down. 1 minute you're up, the next minute you're down. That ain't no way of living. 1 minute you're on the right path and the next minute you ain't. Nah, we have to have tunnel vision. We have to have someone who has done it and doing it in front of us, leading us and guiding us as the lighthouse that they were created to be, so that you can then become that same lighthouse for the next individual who is lost and needing someone to support them. Otherwise, you're just wasting your time here on this earth. It's too many basic bitches out there. It's too many bullshitters out there. It's too much bullshit out there. And if you still consuming the bullshit rather than creating, you wasting your motherfucking time. I feel sorry for you. I really do. I really do. If you sitting on the sidelines, you still watching, I feel sorry for you. Cause you've been, you getting ready to be washed away. I can't put it any clearer. That, and I'm saying that with love. I'm saying it with love. You getting ready to be washed away. You getting ready to be wiped out. Basic bitch season is over. But in the meantime, and in between time, until the next time you be fit, be fierce. Be fabulous. Healthy is the new sexy. Bye.